Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so today, man, this one's interesting. You know, there's a lot of times we come in here and we're inspired by something that's happened in our natural lives. And that's where we say, hey, man, go with it. So go ahead, Slater.
All right. Well, I want to shout out. I had to make a double run over the weekend because Olivia got strep throat again. So my daughter, Olivia, who's five, she just picks up all sorts of stuff.
That's the one that you get when you're making out with people, right? So who's she making out with, man?
At 5 years old?
Little Kirby? Kirby with the flat top?
This is dude. No, not Kirby. Kirby was last year, if you remember, with the flat top. No, Ian.
I love just making up people.
Ian with the dimples.
Oh,
he just, dimples. He gets her. No, but it's a thing where she got strep throat, and I have always said to myself, I'm not going to be one of those parents that catches what the kids have. And I ended up getting strep throat over the weekend. So
it was inevitable.
We were on our butts, but we were only on our butts for 2 days because we went to urgent care and we actually got the meds that we needed to.
Good.
Amoxicillin, the miracle drug.
It is.
I swear, if I could buy stock
it really is.
In amoxicillin,
bro,
I would have done it.
Grow an amoxicillin tree. You just eat the leaves.
Can you do that? I don't want to get it confused tree to tree.
there's some gardener that's like, what in the hell are these guys
talking
about?
You know, we're laughing, but in all seriousness, it sucks when your kid's homesick, right? You don't know what's going on, what they're feeling. I know Liv was sick, not even just this weekend, but the last couple days. And I'm just glad that she's feeling better. And it's true, our urgent care, you know, anyone that works at one of those facilities, they have no idea what's going to walk through those doors.
Yeah,
it could be strep. It could be a broken arm. It could be we need to call 911. You have no clue.
And they're the first line of defense.
They're
the first ones face first to it. So thank y'all for what you do. We cannot stress this enough. So for those of us here at K92.3, from Slater and his daughter, the national anthem out to you.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
You know, the good stuff that we always talk about could mean many different things. And today's is exactly that, Chloe.
Yes, with doing the right thing. So we all had a rival, right? Whether it was a sports team, a high school, maybe you have a rival right now, whatever it was. Russ and James, two former pool tournament rivals, they had beef with each other for years. They did not get along. They did not like each other way back in the day. Well, now their beef has turned into a life-saving friendship. James has been going through 3 grueling years of dialysis, and now he has a new beginning, and that's thanks to Russ. Russ donated his kidney, and the two of them are closer than ever.
that's hilarious.
And James is doing great. He has a second chance at life, and I just want you to hear James's wife talking more about that transplant.
Here, I'll go ahead and get the right now. Here.
It's been a long, long road. Just the idea of knowing that my husband has the opportunity to live longer and for us to grow old together, because he's my angel. No. He's my brother. We're family now. We're going to be family forever.
Rivalry that now is family. I cannot believe that. So what, hold on. So they played like billiards, like tournaments against each other?
Yes. And they did not like each other, like whatsoever. Yeah. They hated each other.
Sure,
they did not get along.
Well, and I can imagine. Okay. So if I'm a, you know, person A, right? And I don't have this going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still enrolling in tournaments. I'm still kicking ass and everything like that. But I notice that the buddy that I hate is not enrolling either. And I'm like, well, where's this guy? And once I find out, oh my God, he's going through whatever, like how it turns a human into a human. You know what? Let's forget about the sports.
Absolutely.
Let's forget about what we do for a living. Let's forget about money amounts. Let's forget about all that stuff. And this is just humanity.
Well, and to Russ to have that heart, one, but two, I mean, it's not like it's a family member. You know, it's not like a brother or sister, one of his kiddos. It is just a buddy that he knew way back in the day that he hated. He did not get along with.
Right.
And God forbid Russ were to ever need, you know, a kidney. Now he would have to go through the dialysis and he would have to be the one that, I don't know. I just think the whole story is just amazing.
I mean, we say a rival, a synonym for rivals, enemy. They're essentially enemies.
They were.
I couldn't imagine. Do you have rivals or enemies growing up? Anybody at school that you're like, I don't like this person. For me, it was Garrett Vaughn, and I to this day, I don't.
I love how you say his last name, too.
Shout out to that dude's whole government.
I do not think Garrett Vaughn would do anything. He would. I could be under a truck and be like, Garrett, help me. He would just drive.
You never know, Slater.
He would continue to drive over me is what he would do.
Bruh. The emotional damage is real.
Sorry. My therapist is like,
seriously.
You gotta speak it.
No, my goodness.
Carly Pierce, what'd she say? You gotta speak your truth.
Oh, my, Slater. Well, Garrett. To Russ for donating his kidney to James and having that big of a heart to do something like this, that is doing the right thing.
That is doing the right thing. And no, I'm not really saying that. I'm just saying.
No, Garrett, he knows where to go.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, RBAFLA.com.
Doing the right thing. On
K92.3. I'm still dying
over
here, bro.
I'm trying to get over it.
How do you know that Garrett right now isn't like a dentist who takes on patients who don't even have insurance because they're needy?
You have no idea. No. You should look him up on Facebook.
No, we're friends on Facebook.
Oh!
Okay. Never once has he liked anything of mine.
Oh, my Lord. This
years.
Is great.
Numero uno. Anybody know what that means?
Woo!
Spanish lesson.
Number
Come on,
one,
guys.
Number one,
oh. Oh, my Lord. Yes, number one, guys. Yeah. Okay, that song right there, Morgan Wallen, Eric Church, number one now. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater, K92.3. We are the station that would love to be number one in your lives, especially this next couple of weeks that we're trying to replenish your bank account. Okay, can we give you $1,000 a bunch of times a day?
Let us pay your bills. And we say pay your bills, but whatever you want to use that money for, be creative. I mean, you can pay your bills. It is tax day. You can put that $1,000 right towards the taxes. You can put it in savings or you could have fun with it.
Oh, God. And what a time if you're getting a good tax return and you get an extra $1,000 from us.
Right? Boom. That is great. So make sure to have the K92.3 app downloaded. And 8 a.m. will be that first keyword we'll give you.
I'll tell you. If you're not a creative person, we're not going to hate on you. I just Googled ways to spend $1,000. Do we want to play a fun game where you guys try, you two, okay? And you can play along in your car or at home, wherever the heck you may be, to try to guess what are the top five things that Google thinks you should spend $1,000 on.
I'll say sporting events.
Okay, I'm going to say home improvements.
All right, that's a point for Chloe. I was going to say you. That's not you. You didn't get it. What did you say, sporting events?
Absolutely.
That's not what Google doesn't care about sports. Google isn't watching the Masters. Is that home repairs. There's a lot of people that even though it already feels like summer here in Florida, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I can do things, spring cleaning, everything else. I can fix my house up and make it great is the number one thing that people want to do.
Wow, okay.
Well, for me, it's okay. I'm not going to be boring because Obi and Slater remind me all the time how boring that I can be.
She's
with
like,
my $1,000
savings.
Okay,
which is very responsible.
Responsible. That's a better
Thank
word
you.
Than boring.
Responsible. But if I were to have fun with my money, UCF. You guys know my love for football. I graduated there in 2019. I would buy some season tickets. They're playing Florida this year over in the Swamp. My brother, he went there, so that's what I would use my money towards: is to get some tickets to the game.
Okay, I met somebody at a Coe Music Fest that they said if they won $1,000, they'd take it straight to the dispensary and they would be king as they ordered whatever it was that they wanted. I was like, oh, okay, so money going up in smoke. But however it is, just know the pattern, okay? 8 a.m. is your first shot, and then after that, we're going to do another four times. So you want to be specific with that, Chloe?
So it's 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2, and 5. So five times a day, $1,000. Let us pay those bills. Just again, make sure to have the K92.3 app downloaded.
And let me just put out there, if you're like, $1,000, that's a lot of money. Yeah, you could buy 2.5 ferrets with $1,000.
Oh, here we go. Back on the ferret conversation.
I cannot believe the ferret inflation is still.
All right, Chloe, with that all access.
Yeah, seeing a version of Chris Stapleton we never thought we'd see price. What he was doing in 6 minutes.
K92.3. From backstage to the front page, it's all access.
So we'll get to where Chris Stapleton performed over the weekend. But first, what a weekend for golf. Here's that moment as he made the putt on 18 yesterday. Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, your Masters champion.
His stardom confirmed.
Wow. Young guy, too.
27 years old. He's the number one golfer in the world. He and his wife, Meredith, they're expecting a sweet baby. And Scotty had said at the beginning of last week, he said she could go into labor at any time. And if she does, no matter where I'm at, I'm leaving. And so the fact that she didn't go into labor, he won the Masters yesterday. I mean, how awesome to get to go into the week to welcome a sweet baby, to be a Masters champion. I mean, at 27 years old.
Was he the number one before he won? Yes. Or he's the number one now?
Nope, he's been the number one for a while.
So they he would win. He was like the...
He was definitely favored because he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational last month here in Orlando.
See, I don't follow golf,
he
so
won
I need
the Players
all this,
Championship a couple weeks ago. Wow, that was at TPC Sawgrass, and now the Masters.
He looks...
The second Masters win.
He looks so young.
He is, 27.
Wow. Millionaire. Hey, did he... You know, he's going to wrap his newborn in that green jacket.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the world.
Oh, congratulations to Scotty Scheffler. And all my Bachelor, Bachelorette friends, I was so sad to hear this news. Golden Bachelor Gary and his wife Teresa, they got married back in January, and you may have watched the wedding on TV. They're getting divorced. Gary said, quote, "We've had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked carefully at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage." I mean, they're 72 years old. They've got kids and grandkids.
Not even 6 months.
There's a lot of factors that play into it.
Sure.
And they didn't talk about this beforehand, before saying I do? Some of the most important conversations that people should have before tying the knot?
The writing was on the wall. You come down to it, right? People, as you get older, you don't want to move. Right? You don't want to. Plus, you said they're both grandparents. They don't want to miss being in their grandkids' lives. Why would they? They're not from the same place. Mm-hmm. And also, she was too old for him.
What? She was too old for him.
Wasn't she 10 years younger?
No, they were 70 and 72.
That's even worse. He wanted a spring
chicken.
40.
Yeah.
He wanted somebody
40.
Yeah, they wasn't tied to their family. Yes, so that way she would have actually moved.
I know what it was, guys.
What?
He saw her pop out the dentures for the first time, and he was like, nope.
Stop
not
it,
doing
Odie.
There's a lot of benefits to popping the dentures out, and one of them is soup eating.
Soup eating? That's not where my mind
was. You know what, though? I understand that it ended in divorce, but it did teach us that you're never too old to find love, and I did enjoy watching
but
the whole season.
But they didn't find love, Chloe.
I understand.
They found an idea of love, right? The show puts you in all these fantastic scenarios
where
it's romantic, it's sweet, but the realistics is y'all live in two completely different states, and you guys aren't willing to give up what you have.
Wow. Okay. Selfish. That's what I hear.
And we're moving on.
We've all been had.
Obie.
This is the first time ever in Bachelor history this has happened.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, he rocked it this week. And another guy, Chris Stapleton, was the musical guest on SNL. He joined the cast. It was really funny for a country-themed skit. And they were poking fun at country songs and just their exes. And it was called Get That Boy Back.
Oh, man.
I think I love this because we're so used to seeing Chris Stapleton be so serious, you know, and he's more like soft-spoken, quieter, and to see him on SNL, like, I think it's great. I think it really is awesome. He and his wife also sang, you know, his massive hit, White Horse, up there, so really cool to see him on the SNL stage. You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up next. If you want to play 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock, you can sign up right now on the K923 app.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute. K923.
So we're on with Laura right now. Laura, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Apopka.
You're in Apopka, and we love the fact that you sign up. We also love the fact that you're okay with playing with us, even though you're at work.
I know. We're so sorry, Miss Laura. We called you right in the middle of work.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Are you going to have to give your boss some of this money?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, no.
I'll buy everybody lunch.
Well, Laura, that's a beautiful heart right there. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. Chloe's going to go ahead and take it from here.
Miss Laura, so if there's a question you want to pass on, you could say pass. We'll come to it at the end so you don't take up too much time. But whatever answer you lock in first is what I'll have to take, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Obie, you ready with the timer?
We're ready.
Here we go, Miss Laura, with question number one. What is the Hawaiian name for the yellowfin tuna?
Maui Maui. No, Wahoo. Go on.
On a tennis court, what object separates the opposing players?
The net.
What object is said to bring bad luck if it's broken?
A mirror.
In the movie Wizard of Oz, what color are Dorothy's slippers?
Red.
Which land animal has no vocal cords?
Ooh, I pass.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Which Disney movie features the hit song Let It Go?
Frozen.
What are the name of Santa's reindeers?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph.
Are worker bees male or female?
Male.
What species live on both water and land?
Turtle.
Back to where you passed. Which land animal has no vocal cords?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. So you passed on one. You got three wrong, but everything else was correct.
Wow.
She did so good.
Yeah. So let's start at the top, okay? Here's what you got. So you guessed Maui Maui was the yellowfin tuna. It's actually ahi.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't like fish that much. So.
Especially now.
When I learned something new.
And land animal has no vocal cords. That's a giraffe. You passed on that. And
I kept thinking about
worker
that.
Worker bees are male. They're not female. Or they're female, not male. Okay?
Oh, really?
So now
they are.
Well, congratulations. I think all of us are a little bit smarter because of this. And you definitely get some adventure in your life.
You're still going home. A winner, Miss Laura. We're hooking you up with those tickets to Country Thunder.
Yeah.
Woo, all right. Awesome. Oh, thank y'all.
Yeah. We'll see you for all 3 days. You got Bailey Zimmerman, John Party, and then we can't tell you Sunday because Sunday is going to be huge.
What's the dates for that? I can't remember. I know
18th,
it's October.
Yeah, you're good. 18th, 19th, and 20th of October.
Okay.
$1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Johnny, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your family dynamic.
I feel like this is against every father's dream, but I have a son who wants to play a lot of different sports. Right now, he's into basketball. He loves it. But how do I put this? He is terrible. He's just not, you know how some people are just gifted with certain things?
Right.
He lacks any type of hand-eye coordination whatsoever.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Just at that age, that's when you start to see the goofiness of a kid go into almost like the young adultness.
So basketball's not his thing. He could probably figure out another sport, right?
Right. There's so many. Baseball, yeah. Golf.
No, he's tried them all. And trust me, I've been a very diligent, patient father. And he's terrible. I think he's like really meant to be like, you know, one of these kids that are just like really smart, a bookworm, into the sciences. I think I'm okay with that, but I kind of have my dreams crushed.
Dad, did you ever play sports?
Oh, yeah. I played tons of sports. My son is just trying to advance, and he's not understanding why he's not advancing.
It's because he's awful. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're talking
There's
to dad.
Always room for growth.
Yeah.
I was into football all my high school years. Wow. And then I joined a softball team shortly after.
Yeah, so it just didn't get passed down, huh? Are you sure you're the dad?
Sorry, no.
I had to ask.
No, you know what?
Oh,
I'm kind of going through something similar at home where, you know, my family, we're all musicians. Like, I play the piano and everything. And my kids, I'm kind of going through this thing where I'm like, man, I wish for them to be able to play music, but that may not be in the cards for them.
Johnny, what about lessons? Have him pick one sport and get into lessons.
Well, I tried that a couple of times with some of the other sports that he's done before. I am okay with it, but I'm just really disappointed because I had this whole picture in my mind thinking that he was going to be like this athlete, and it's not happening for him.
He'll be a mathlete. There's athletes and there's mathletes.
It's only one letter off.
Guys, at the end of the day, I think that he's just going to wind up being a bench warmer. And I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, I think he's like really into it, but I think that he's also being a little bit delusional.
He's 13. I think you let him stay in sports.
And he's in the sport right now as we speak.
If that's what you want to call it, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Just tell him you're super poor and you can't afford anything. Eat oatmeal every day.
Yeah, hey, some kids just don't have what it takes for that. But he'll be great at something else, man. You know what we can do is we can start to drum you up some calls, though, and see what people can give you as far as advice from parents who went through this. Thanks, and have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Kathleen, you just heard our dad there struggling with the fact that his son's just probably not athletic. What do you think he should do?
Well, you know, I think this is an issue with a lot of kids. So many parents just coddle them and try and help them. He needs to sit down with his son and be blunt. I mean, it's time to rip the Band-Aid off for this kid, sit him down and tell him, look, you are terrible at sports.
Okay.
You're just awful. You need to not play.
There's a lot of great stuff with that. Can you hang on 6 minutes and we'll get the rest of your take?
Yeah.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Okay, so just minutes before, we were talking to Kathleen. This son is just not athletic, and the dad wants the whole family to smell the roses.
So your take, you got to rip the Band-Aid right off, so that way the dad can just be straightforward with the son. You think that's what should happen?
This kid's going to go through a ton if they try to let him continue doing this. It's time to just let him know this is not your thing. Stay away from it. Let's find you something else.
But y'all, okay, I get it. I'm not a parent. I'm not in the shoes yet. But he's 13. He's only in middle school. He has so much to continue to learn. Let him play sports.
They should have done this years ago. This kid should not have been put through this for the last few years. Or the rest of the team. I mean, come on. He's playing with other kids that want to win.
Yeah, and I know as a parent, I know which kids of mine are not athletic.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Chloe? You ever seen the movie 13 going on 30? Huh?
Yes.
Not everybody turns out to be like Jennifer Garner.
No. You know, I mean, again, he's 13. Let him play. If he wants to keep trying to play sports up until the end of middle school, why not?
Well, thank you for chiming in.
Yeah.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Jordan Davis on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Hey, just a reminder, if you're joining us right now and you didn't know about the money that we're going to start here at 8 o'clock, your first keyword worth $1,000. And we're doing that 5 times a day. So thank you for allowing K92.3 to pay your bills.
Yeah, whatever you want to do with that money, you know, maybe... If your kid, just like our guy on the panic button today, is to go with sports, maybe you get him a sports advisor to try to help him. Huh? What do they
some
call
lessons?
Those? A coach, a tutor.
Yeah.
Somebody to help him with that because he's having an issue. He doesn't think his son should continue to play sports because he's not athletic.
He's 13.
Doesn't know if he just goes straight forward and goes, you know what? It's not for you, boy. And then just send him off maybe into the field. A lot of people, back in the day, that's what they used to go, you know what, you're not good at sports, go get a job.
You can be an accountant.
I sit on the end, again, I am not a parent, right? But I sit on the end of, let him stay in sports. He's 13 years old, he's in middle school. I remember my middle school days, y'all. I was awkward, I had a hard time making friends. I mean, think about it, people are mean, you're trying to figure out your body, like who you are as a person, and if he's enjoying it, he's having fun, he's got a group of friends, let him go for it.
My problem is if you stack him up against the other 13-year-olds, and if the other 13-year-olds are athletic and they're like studs, like at my son's school, man, these kids are like, I mean, mind you, I'm only 5'5", so it's not like I'm a giant. But Slater, they're your height.
Yeah.
I mean, these are big kids and they love to play. So I can imagine if your son is complaining because he's not being chosen because he's the run of the litter, he's not athletic like the other kids, I don't know.
I think there's a way you can do it. You know, you can give them like key ingredients to make them a success. Like I remember 1 year I grew like crazy because I drank Carnation Instant breakfast every morning. I was pounding that stuff back.
Oh,
next thing I knew, the ladies, they were hooting, they were hollering.
Oh my
they
God.
They were coming around
Here
me and I'm
go.
Like, not today, girls. I gotta be good at sports.
And I have some kids going out right now getting a six pack of Carnation. What'd you say it was?
Carnation Instant breakfast. You're gonna love it in
Instant breakfast.
Remember that? Carnation Instant breakfast is the way to go. Just
like a couple of ingredients away from Ovaltine.
I loved Ovaltine as a kid.
Our guy Tim over in Palm Bay. Go ahead.
I would definitely just tell him to let his kids stay in sports. And then once he gets to the high school level and has to try out for sports, and if he doesn't make the team, that might motivate him and make him even better. And maybe he will get improve his skills in sports.
I agree. I mean, he's so young. He's literally only in middle school. He doesn't have to give up on it now. Why not? He's enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
The camaraderie behind it. He's making friends.
Okay, here's the only problem that I would have as a dad is that if my son keeps coming to me and my son keeps saying, why aren't they picking me? Why aren't they choosing me to play?
Nah, continue to work hard.
Blame it on the politics. There's politics in sports, right? Just like everything else, have the coach be the bad guy.
Exactly.
let the coach be the bad guy and let the father-son relationship stay there.
Yeah, because he'll always remember that. And remember, the coach is only around for a couple seasons. The dad, he wants to be there forever.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, appreciate you, man. What's your name again?
Tim from Bombay.
Yes.
Okay, Tim.
Thanks,
Bombay,
Tim.
Always a pleasure, brother.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
We got Whitney on now. Whitney, where are you from?
Oviedo.
All right. So, Whitney, give us some wisdom for this dad.
I think his dad sounds like a total jerk. Like, support your kid. Get out there, throw the ball with him, and just have fun with him. If the kid's enjoying himself, let him do that.
Whitney, you got kids?
I have two sons, yeah.
So what would you say? If this is your kid, say your husband wasn't supportive, their dad, whatever, wasn't supportive.
What would be your exact advice?
I mean, I would be the one that got out there and did it with him then.
So you're saying, like, jump in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, jump in there, get him better.
You know? Yeah, just get out there and have fun with your kids.
Absolutely.
Like, there are plenty of parents out there that want their kids to be active and be outside and social. Like, a lot of kids aren't social these days. Like, let that kid build some skills. It may not be athletic skills, but there's plenty of other skills that he can learn by being in sports.
And if he's enjoying it, why take the joy away from him?
Exactly. Well, let him have some fun.
Man, I understand he's trying to protect his son, but I've seen kids. Let's all be honest. We've seen kids that they're just not athletic.
It's not their thing.
Yeah. It happens. But, I mean, a lot of these sports teams now, it's you don't really have to try out anymore to be on the team. You know, it's like everything's about inclusion these days, which I'm not always for. But chances are he's not going to be benched all of the time. And if he is, then he has to come to that determination
absolutely.
On his own.
Absolutely, by himself.
He'll find something else that he'll be into.
Yep.
You know, but allow him to learn that himself. Like, you're a father. You're supposed to be supportive of him regardless.
Well, right, we appreciate Whitney. It. Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So I kind of agree. I just also want to address the elephant in the room, which is we all know people, even in the workspace today, that they're just not athletic people. They may be great musicians and they may be great artists, but, you know, athleticism is not their thing.
I would never want that kid to think like, oh, dad made me stop the sport because I wasn't good at it. He's in middle school, y'all. Again, Obi, you have kids in middle school. They're so young. Like, let him be a part of a team. Let him be in that atmosphere, learn, grow, make mistakes, you know, and let them figure it out on their own.
And there's so many different things you can do instead, right? He might be great at making Erector sets.
Yeah.
Right?
Huh?
Nobody's
puzzles.
Yeah, nobody's making Erector sets and puzzles. Those are the coolest.
He may be great at coding in the future. Coding video games.
Exactly.
I thought you meant like Robitussin, like codeine.
No,
we don't have to go down that road.
Oh, Lord. All right, Chloe.
Chris Stapleton performing in a place we never thought we'd see him. That All Access is in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check. Google Dan Newlin.
Robert over in Winter Springs, if you want, you can go ahead and give us more details about your second date.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I went out on a date with Millie, and it went really well. Should I give you the details?
Yeah, we'd love to. Hold on. What were the signs that made you say it went well?
Well, I mean, we laughed. It was pretty fun. I took her to trivia night.
Oh,
but
fun.
I wasn't sure if she was going to be into it. Yeah. But she was. And she was meeting the team. She was even meeting my competitors. She seemed like a fan.
I always love the name Millie. It reminds me of Chloe's dog's name.
That is my pup's name.
I know. That's why.
Hey, Robert, do you think you just said, you know, she was mingling with the team. Was there any other guys that were on the team that maybe she was flirting with?
Oh, bro. Imagine if she popped from you to another dude.
I'm not the jealous type. So, I mean, maybe she was, but no, I think it seemed like she was having fun.
Wow. Usually that's more of a guy thing, right?
What, trivia?
than the ladies? Are there a lot of ladies that like the trip?
I think it's a mixture of both.
I guess if you're at the brewery, you guys said you did this at the brewery?
Yeah, but I told her from the start, I said, look, if you don't like it, you can leave whenever you want.
Right, right.
This is sort of my thing, my world, but she seemed like she got into it pretty quick.
Okay, well, thank you for giving us Millie's number. We're going to try to contact her now and see if we can get her story.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hello, Millie?
Yeah?
Hey, Millie, I'm Obi. That's Chloe.
Hey,
that's
Millie.
Slater.
Hey, Mill.
So there's three of us. We do the morning show for K92.3. It's our popular station here in town, country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi.
Okay. Do you know the morning show?
Yeah, I know the morning show.
Do you know something that we do called the second date update?
Oh, my God.
Mm. Millie.
Yeah, I know.
You're
yeah,
on
Millie.
It this morning.
Yeah, Millie.
Oh, my God.
And you went out with a dude named Robert, and we'd love to pair you guys back up.
Oh, my God.
He said, Millie, y'all went and did trivia?
Yep. I can't believe I'm sorry. I'm just a little
No, I know. It's a lot to process.
We're usually pretty good about guessing, and we think that maybe somebody tried putting the moves on you in this trivia thing.
Get a little flirty?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Well, okay, so we met online, and he seemed like a really sweet guy, so we went to a trivia night, which seemed easy and fun, and it was really great. Until we got there, apparently he's a regular, like, this is his jam, and the name of our team is the Testicle Tuggers.
What?
You chose
you
this?
Me.
No, she would not choose that name.
Wait, you said wait a minute. You said that he's a regular there?
Oh, yeah.
So then he knows the system. Like, he knows that choosing names is important.
Oh, yeah, and he thought that was clever.
You think that's an important name? Obi, I hear you laughing.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine, because most trivia nights, there's like somebody on a microphone and saying, you know, what team got
sure.
it? And so they're forced to have to say the name, too.
I feel like there's usually an innuendo. There's really just one meaning to that, right?
Yeah. So all night, you got it. They're yelling, the testicle tuggers. Everyone's staring at me.
Right.
You know, I'd go to the bathroom and people would be like making fun of me.
Sure, because you're the lady tugger.
Hey, I'm the lady at this table with the testicle tuggers. It was so embarrassing. And and I'd go to the bathroom and people would harass me and say, tell your boyfriend to relax, because apparently he's really competitive. Like, this is his Olympics.
Right.
It was so embarrassing.
So to you, what? It was just really immature.
It was so immature, and it's kind of his world. I don't think it could be my world.
Did you at least win?
Yes, of course we won.
Yay!
There you go.
Aw. But hold on. There was something that you just said that it still settles on my heart, that you said it's not your world.
Yeah, I just couldn't be my world. I couldn't have that be my every Thursday night.
So why don't we do this?
I'm a testicle tugger, and I got to wear a T-shirt.
Oh, my God. The name is brilliant. So why don't we do this? We've got Robert on the line, and if it's cool, Robert, why don't you come on right now?
I'm here.
Millie, you know how this all works.
Yeah.
Robert. Go ahead. I'll let you take over.
I mean, I didn't realize you felt that way. And if you had, I just don't know why you didn't say something about it at the time. Like, we were having fun. We were having some yucks.
Robert, is that always your name? Is this just a known thing that you guys are known as that?
I didn't even make it up. It was my buddy Tom. We were really drunk. But anyway, it stuck. And this is our thing.
It stuck. Yeah, I just can't have that be my thing. I just think it was just embarrassing, and I don't know.
And Robert, you traditionally dominate at this place?
I dominate because I take this really seriously. But I don't understand. Like, if we were like the Tata Tuggers, would that change something for you?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think Millie would ever choose that name.
It has a different ring, that's for sure.
I think the fact that you don't know is like why we can't go out again.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And at least we got the both of you talking. Robert, I can imagine if that's a place where like everybody knows your name, that's a cool vibe for you. And it's just not her world. And we're glad we got you talking.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Robert. Thanks, guys. Ugh. It was a great night. Thank you. It really was a story.
Well, next time, call a guy back instead of leaving him hanging.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-92-3 app.
Zoe, Chloe, Slater, K-92-3, give us 6 minutes and we'll share with you how Michael Ray did. You know, he was just in town for the Ocoee Music Fest that we hosted over the weekend. How he did with our $1,000 minute.
I feel like would do great. We'll see, though.
I thought you were going to say something negative. I was saying,
of course
that's not.
Not
in your character.
How about
no.
This as a tease? How about this as a tease? It was not good.
Oh, wow. Wow. We love you, Michael.
You're going to hear it in 6 minutes. Oh, well, it was great to have him, too, because absolutely. His whole family was out there at the show. Yeah. And so.
Don't you you love it more, right? You love, because when people win all the time, it's like, enough already. Right? we're just sick of it. But we do want you to become a winner. We're going to have 5 winners every single day.
Love it. $1,000. We just started this, so it was just freshly about 25 minutes ago that we gave out that very first keyword worth $1,000. So if you're just joining us and you've never played this before, this has become a famous thing for us to do, which is give out tons of money, but we like to do it with a keyword. So this way you don't have to be calling number 9. There's no real hoop jumping except for just texting in the keyword.
Yes, we want to pay your bills. So that first keyword again was 8 a.m. but if you missed it, that's okay, because your next opportunity is 10 a.m. noon, 2 and 5. So there are 5 opportunities at your shot at that $1,000. Like Obi just said, we'll give you a keyword and you'll enter it on the K92.3 app.
If for whatever reason you don't already have the app, now's the time, since you got the next hour and a half until we give you the next keyword. Download it, have it set. There'll be a bar that's at the top that says, hey, just click here. You click it, and then you put in the keyword that we give you, and we'll give it to you twice. We will be joining you right at the top of each of those hours with the word, and then you will also hear it back again 5 minutes later as a reminder, hey, you got till 15 after to win this money.
All right, how are we spending that money, guys?
Ooh, you're first, Slater.
What I would really like to do is find a way to make $1,000 grow.
No, yeah, right. Grow to 5?
I don't really care.
Will you get $1,000 worth of scratch-offs?
Take it to the Hard Rock.
Yeah, there's enough stuff that you can actually do to make that money actually double and triple. So
I love my UCF Knights, and so our Knights are playing the Gators this football season in the Swamp. My brother went to Florida, so I would definitely put that money towards just the weekend. Tickets to the game, the hotel room. So $1,000 would go a long way.
Yeah, we got 4 kids. Each of them is in some sort of a different sport. I mean, Oliver's 3. He's in like physical therapy and occupational therapy, stuff like that. So a lot of money coming out of our ears. So I hope that you get your hands on this $1,000 over the next couple of weeks that we're spreading this money out to you. All right, so Michael Ray, we put him up to the $1,000. Speaking of $1,000, did he win the $1,000 with the $1,000 minute?
K92.3 Music, it is Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is the station that now will start paying you 5 times a day. Your next opportunity is going to be at 10 o'clock with that keyword to text in to win.
Think about it, y'all. We're becoming a bank, because at 7:10 every morning, it's new. We do $1,000 minutes, so it's 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. You get all the questions right, you're getting hooked up with $1,000. So that's at 7:10, and now at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 and 5, we're also hooking you up with $1,000.
I have a strong, strong feeling that any merit raises that the three of us are going to get this year,
never.
No. The money's going out the door. Is that coming in to us?
Yeah. Yeah, so enjoy your $1,000 that you win with $1,000 a minute. Okay, so we put Michael Ray up to the challenge because we just did this with Ashley McBride. And it is a little ballsy to do this with your country artist because they don't like being put on the spot like that. But we did with Michael Ray on Saturday out in Ocoee. And y'all ready to hear how he did?
We love that.
All right, here we go. Okay, so here we go. If you guys are ready.
Yep.
All right, first question. How many bones are in the human body?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, that's a pass. What galaxy do we live in?
Man, this is not a good look for me. I don't know. America.
Okay, what are diamonds made of?
Dirt.
Okay, what are the 5 senses?
Touch, taste, smell, hearing, eyesight.
Okay, what is a group of cows called?
Cattle.
What food never spoils?
Definitely not avocados. I don't know, rice?
Who gave the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
France.
How fast can cheetahs run?
60 miles an hour.
What famous wall is visible from space?
Great Wall of China.
What percentage of the human body is made up of water?
I actually heard this one time. I don't know, 75%.
Oh, man. He got it. He got it all in the time. Okay, so now let's go back over the right answers.
This just reminded me why I started playing music. I was never good at tests.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You're too much, man. How many bones are in the human body? 206.
Okay.
What galaxy do we live in? The Milky Way.
Oh.
The five senses, you did get that right. Sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Diamonds are made from carbon, or made of carbon.
Okay.
A group of cows is called a herd.
Oh, herd. Oh,
honey,
man,
is the food that never spoils. You were right with France, gave us the Statue of Liberty. And then the Great Wall of China, you were right with that too, the wall that you can see from space. And then 60% of the human body is made out of water.
So I get like at least $400, right?
Michael Ray, everybody, $400.
Man, so again, when you play the $1,000 minute with us, don't feel bad. It is something that when you're put up against the challenge like that, all of a sudden your mind just kind of turns into spaghetti.
Unless you're Ashley McBride, because we played her with a couple weeks ago and she didn't miss one. And she still had time left on the clock.
I'm pretty positive that she cheated. Did you?
Did you
didn't DM her the questions?
Man, you want to play? You're listening to that and you're like, I could have gotten all those. Then join us up, all right? K923Orlando.com or on the K923 app.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K923.
Orlando's number one for new country.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.